Inside a shiny office building across from Ray Pat, a crowd gathers around a cake with a Predator drone painted onto the frosting. It's an opening event for the General Atomics office. This is a giant company that makes the Predator and Reaper drones out in the Mojave Desert in California. Right now, they only have 2 employees here in Beaver Creek. But State Rep. Rick Perales has high hopes for 5 years from now.
And you'll have, what, 60, 80, 100 people here by then? And you'll be, both you two will be retired with a lot of money. And
lots of people have been stressed about downsizing lately, but you wouldn't guess it at this party. Frank Pace is head of aircraft systems for General Atomics.
I think unmanned aircraft are here to stay. They're kind of the wave of the future. So I think there's going to be money available to do some things, maybe not as much in the past years, but I think there's going to be development money to do the crucial things.
General Atomics has won more than $8 billion in government contracts for drones just in the last 5 years. But something important happened during those 5 years. The war in Iraq ended, and troops have started coming back from Afghanistan. So imagine that the defense budget was like a plane, going up and up and up, and then in 2010, it starts to dip. Todd Harrison with the Center for Strategic and Budgetary Assessment says while the total U.S. defense budget has gone down by 20%, it still hasn't caught up with past drawdowns.
At the end of Vietnam, we saw a decline of about 25%. And of course, at the end of the Korean War, we saw a decline of almost half.
And those recent across-the-board cuts known as sequestration are really more like caps on defense spending.
Those spending caps actually just keep the budget basically flat where it is today.
In other words, the defense budget isn't really in a nosedive. It's leveling out, still high in the sky. The big contractors have slimmed down, but they aren't going anywhere. These wars were bonanzas for them. At the same time, small Miami Valley companies are still trying to figure out how to get into the industry. Lieutenant General C.D. Moore is a commander at Wright Patt in charge of buying equipment for the Air Force. He says they're trying to do a better job working with small businesses.
Small businesses have been most critical of us because of our inability to accurately forecast opportunities.
And that's what this dialogue with industry is about this week, to let small businesses in on the government's plans for the future.
Frankly, I would tell you that the federal government and the United States Air Force is not always the easiest entity to work with.
You can see the differences for small companies in Chuck Evanho's case. He owns an IT company near the Air Force Museum, but it's not in those big offices at the edge of the base. It's in a little gray house across the road.
Hi, Chuck. Uh-huh.
They make barcode systems here, nothing flashy, and Evanho's an understated, systematic-seeming guy. He says first they were hit by the recession, and the government became their main customer. But then last year, they saw one government contract cut after sequestration.
They just didn't have the funds available, and so that caused us to lay off a couple of people.
Now he says they're doing fine, or as fine as possible these days.
You just don't know. You don't know if the, you know, where the money's going to come from, where it's going to be cut.
But Chuck Evanho says he gets that. The government only has so much money, just like most of us. For WYSO, I'm Lewis Wallace.